Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Law enforcement officials have now cleared pro-Trump extremists away from the U.S. Capitol building. That's after a mob stormed the building earlier today, gaining access to both the House and Senate chambers and disrupting lawmakers' tally of November's election results. NPR's Tom Bowman was at the scene where isolated clashes were still occurring as night fell and authorities fought to regain control of the situation there.
Helmeted police have come out onto the stairs itself. They shot some paintballs, and they're pushing back the crowd. The crowd is screaming at them, shame, shame. They're approaching the police on the steps, trying to push toward them, trying to get into the building. But now the police have gained control of the situation. They pushed the protesters out of the building.
NPR's Tom Bowman. National Guard troops move in to help police secure the building. Lawmakers were evacuated. The mayor of Washington, D.C., meanwhile, is declaring a 12-hour citywide curfew starting at this hour that follows the storming of the U.S. Capitol building. Allie Schweitzer with member station WAMU has more.
Pro-Trump extremists have breached the Capitol, forcing a lockdown. The president's spokeswoman says the National Guard and other federal law enforcement officials have been called in to help regain control. In a joint statement, the House and Senate Democratic leaders are demanding more, saying, quote, "We are calling on President Trump to demand that all protesters leave the U.S. Capitol and Capitol grounds immediately." A spokesperson for D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says it's not yet clear whether the curfew applies to federal property in the city, including the U.S. Capitol grounds. D.C. officials don't have authority over federal land. For NPR News, I'm Allie Schweitzer in Washington.
Democrats will effectively control both chambers of Congress as well as the White House. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, Democratic Georgia Senate candidate John Ossoff has won his runoff election, according to the Associated Press.
Ossoff's victory cements Democratic control in the federal government for the first time in a decade. He defeated incumbent Republican David Perdue, an ally of President Trump. The incoming Senate is now split evenly, 50-50, between the Democratic caucus and Republicans. As vice president, Kamala Harris will be able to cast tie-breaking votes. Ossoff's win means Democrats will have the power to hold hearings and bring Democratic legislation to the floor. It is a major setback for the Republican Party and President Trump. Ossoff will be the first Jewish senator from Georgia and the youngest sitting senator at age 33. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
President-elect Joe Biden condemned today's actions at the Capitol, calling for the restoration of, quote, simple decency and labeling the assault on the building an insurrection. President-elect also called out President Donald Trump, urging him to step up and call for an end to the violence. Trump issued a statement via social media urging people to return home, but also repeated disputed charges of election fraud. You're listening to NPR. While there are reports of a few dozen people developing a severe allergic reaction to the coronavirus vaccine, U.S. health officials say the overwhelming number of people who've been vaccinated thus far have had no significant side effects. The CDC released its latest count of side effects, saying only 29 severe cases out of more than 5 million inoculations have been reported. CDC has said anyone who suffers a severe reaction should not receive a second dose. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's concerned about the violence unfolding in the U.S. Capitol. As NPR's Jackie Northam explains, Trudeau's reaction is more muted than some other world leaders.
Prime Minister Trudeau says his government is following the situation at the U.S. Capitol minute by minute. He told a local radio station in Vancouver that he believes American democratic institutions are strong, and he hopes everything will return to normal shortly. But the leader of the opposition, Aaron O'Toole of the Conservative Party, called the storming of the Capitol an astonishing assault on freedom and democracy, saying he's saddened to see the chaos grip our greatest ally. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Repeating this hour's top story, police have now regained control of the U.S. Capitol after today's unprecedented breach by a mob of Trump loyalists who briefly occupied House and Senate chambers. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Chris Miller said today the entire D.C. National Guard has been activated. The Capitol breach came earlier today after President Trump exhorted followers on the National Mall to continue to protest election results. Trump has since told followers to go home but continued to falsely call the election fraudulent. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.